We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the Mishnah, it's a halacha that you have to have two se'irim when you make the geirul, you make the raffle between two se'irim, which one's Hashem, which one goes la'azazel, you make a geirul, and they all have to be exactly the same se'irim, both b'mara, b'koyma, and b'dom, the exact same se'irim, and you have to buy them ka'achas. And it said in the Mishnah, but if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. So where do we know this from? Where do we know that you need a mitzvah and it's not ma'akev? So Gemara darshan from Sukkim. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brayse, it says in the pasuk, "Me'eis adas bnei Yisrael, pasuk in parshas Achrei Mois, me'eis adas bnei Yisrael, yikach shnei si'iri izim lechatos v'ayalecha lo'ilo." You take from Klal Yisrael two si'iri izim. Mi et si'irei shnayim. It says si'irei izim. No, it's two. Why is it shnei? It's double talk. Double speak. Matam lamishnei shiur shneim shavim. Shnei ziru teacher has to be both exactly alike. Menai afish ain shneim shavim ksheir. So ma'aseh says the pasuk you need them exactly the same. Hey, no, it's kosher if you don't do that. Tam loymar sotir sotir. It's marba twice the word sotir. It says v'hikiv aron es ha sotir asha ala lova girl Hashem v'asochad. It's one extra sotir. Then it says v'asara asha ala lova girl azozli yomachai. Just say asha ala. What do you need a sotir? It's marba separate times. It's sotir and sotir that each one could be its own individual self, and it's not essential that they're brought together and they're exactly the same. Reba. Time of, so the Gemara says like this, time of the Rabbi Rachmana, the only reason why we say it's not essential is because the Torah was marbit, halat le Rabbi Rachmana. If not for the Torah being marbit, have a mina psulim, the apostle. Ikuva manola, where's the makar that's puzzle that it might be essential, it might be ma'akev, that you have to have two exactly the same. The halach is that usually something's not ma'akev, unless it says it twice. Only says one time, shnei sirizin. So my answer, Sakadach Amino, it says Shnei, Shnei, Shnei. It says three times Shnei in the Pasukim. It says V'lokach Shnei Asiirim Hemenoi Sofrei Hashem V'nosn Aron Al Shnei Asiirim Geralois. Again, it says again Shnei Siirim. Since it says an extra time Shnei, it says actually three times altogether. It says Shnei. So you would think it's a Kuva Ksiv. So you think the Kuva comes the Pasuk Sar. It says not Le Kuva. It's not essential. Now, just stop over here a second. Why do we need a special shnei to ma'akev? Why don't we say it says chuka? We know it says chuka on anytime it says chuka means ma'akev. So Rashi speaks out that silent fear of Yehuda, silent fear of Nechemya, fear of Yehuda for sure doesn't start because chuka is the only thing that's an asa b'fnim. Even fear of Nechemya, this is something you do before Yom Kippur. So chuka definitely is not saying things you think you can be before Yom Kippur. The difference is definitely not on that. So now that we said it's not ma'akev from the word sa'yisar, what are we marbe from the words shnei, shnei, shnei? Shnei, 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 lomali, chad lemare, v'chad lekoyma, v'chad ledomim. One teaches us that it has to be the same, the looks, the color, and one says koyma, the height, and one says domim, the price. Freaked the Rishonim, like Tosfos Shonim, what happened to Kachas Kachas? Why do you say that? So there is a girsa that one is Mara and Kaima, the same Pasik, and Domim, and Kachas Kachas is the third one. But the Tosfos Shonim is even terrorist. He says, the Pasik says Yikach Shnei Sirim. If the word Yikach, I read the Lashon. I'm a Rebbe. Loi Maisi Nami Chali Kachas and Kachad, Pshun Dahu Mishtama Behedya. That you know, mefurish in the pasuk, the chsiv yikach shnei seiri izim umashmash tehele kichos shneiam biyachad.
And still, it's not
likuva. And it's still not likuva because that the pasuk says marba sa'ir that each individual itself, and that is everything in itself for all dinim, they're in themself. So that's the halacha by shnei seiri izim lechadas on. Yom Kippur, that one goes la'azazel, one goes la'ashem, and they have to be the same, but they're not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah, they should be the same, but it's not ma'akev. Now we're going to find out that by mitzvah also you have the same type of idea, a chiddush. Tanya mihochi, gabi kivsim mitzvah. Same halacha with kivsim mitzvah. By kivsim mitzvah, you bring two kvasim, one will be a oila, and one will be a asham. You actually bring a third kivsa on a keva that's for chatas. But the mitzvah brings two kvasim, one for oila, one for ashlam. And the pasuk says, so it says shnei kvasim. That's a shver lashon. Say kvasim is two. Yikach shnei kvasim. Mir kvasim shnayim. Ma tamalem shnei. Teaching us shiv shneim shavim. They both have to be exactly alike. The same thing we said by the seiriism. And when I shapish ein shneim shavim kasherim. How you know that if it's not shavim, it's still kosher? Tamaloyma keves keves riba. There's a riba in the pasuk. It says v'loka koyin is a keves echad, and a different pasuk says v'shachas a keves amakam v'shachas oila ezachatos. So it says keves keves twice. Marba that they can be separate also. So Gemara asks, Taima the Rav Marachmana. It's because there's a ribui, that's why we say it's not essential. You say it's possible. Kuvam nala. What's in the car? That's taka essential. That's taka possible. You always need shana kashla akid. You have to say it twice. So Gemara saw the amina tia kse. It says loshen zois tia teres hametzera. Tia always means that it has to be exactly like this. Got in other Gemaras, the Rishon already asked. It says zois that teaches us that it has to be zois tia teres. But either way, everything in the parashat teres ma'akev. So therefore, you would think it's ma'akev to be exactly alike. Says keves keves, no, doesn't have exactly alike. The hashdi the Rabbi Achmona keves keves tia lamli. We need a pasuk of tia that's ma'akev. Gemara says shavi yosur for other halachas yosur ma'akev. And the Rabbi Yaakov says what we're talking about is eitz eres v'shnite las that comes with the tziparim that is ma'akev. Now there's another halacha about being alike also by mitzayra. B'tanya nami gavi mitzayra ki hay gavna. Another thing in mitzayra, the same type of idea. The halach is, when he's still outside the machna, the kohen brings two tziparim, two birds, and he shechs one of them, pours it to kli cheres, and the other one he sends out into the wilderness. So it says there also, losh in the pasuk, v'tziva ha-kohen, v'loka lametar, shtei tziparim chayos, toiris. Again, it says tziparim and shtei. It says two and says tziparim. So shail is, what's the pshat? Matam alem shtei, shir shteim shavos. Umanayin Sha'af Bish Aina Shavas Sharis. How you know that even though they're not exactly alike, they're still kosher. Again, the pasuk says separately, individually, it says Vasiva Akayam Shachas a Tzipa Achas, and it says as a Tzipa Achaya that individually they are kosher also by themselves. So that's, you know, it's kosher. Now, why would you think it's ma'akib? Again, the time of Rachmana. Halo Rabbi Rachmana Pesulois. The word apostle, the kuvam nalan, how do you know that it's ma'akev? How do you know it's essential? Sakadachamino, tiha ksiv. It says the pasuk tiha, you would think that therefore it's absolutely, you have to have exactly alike, if not for the pasuk that's marbe, tzipur tzipur. So I go, hashtar abachmana tzipur tiha lamali. Vashar aviyasa mitzayr, like I said before, for the other things from mitzayr, which would mean te'etz erez or shnita la'as. Sakaponim, what we see from this Gemara is, we see it both by Shnei Siris in Lechatos, on Yom Kippur, and we see it by the Tzipar two times, is the idea, if it says Shtei Tziparim, or Shtei Sirim, or Shnei Kvasim, the loch is, you need to be exactly alike, and we need a pasuk that's Ma'akev, or a pasuk that's not Ma'akev. Sakaponim, the Iker point of a Gemara is, that we see Shnei Sirim is a right to Darshan, that means exactly alike. But we're going to have a problem with this. Yehochi gave Tamidim Nami by Tamid Osher is be exactly alike, and like Rashi speaks out, it's not Nisker in any Brisa or any Gemara anywhere that has to be alike. Yehochi gave Tamidim Nami Neima, which also say by Tamid that you bring every day. There also it says Loshanu Kvasim. It says you bring every day two Kvasim, one in the morning and one in the evening. And the pasuk is this: Amar Tlahem Zeh Yisha. We actually learned it today. Asher Takrivu LaShem Kvasim Bnei Shana Tamimim Shnayim LeLozamid. It says a lashon of pasuk that Shnayim LaYoyim after it said Kvasim already. So we know it's two. Why do you need this? Let's read it inside. Nami Neima Kvasim Mit Kvasim Shnayim Matam Aleim Shnayim. Why is it Shnayim LaYoyim? So he's learning from this. Your name Shavim. And how would you go further? You would say, and how would you know that it's taka, kosher, even though they're not alike? Tamaloymar, keves, keves, riba. So keves, echot, hazabek, keves, shim, tazabarabayim. So keves, keves, riba. But it would come out, ula mitzvah, and abinon. You would need it for a mitzvah, and that's shver. Because we never found anywhere that la mitzvah, you need the two kvas to be alike. So Gemara says, no. Here you don't have to be alike. I watched the words, shnayim layayim. You need it for a whole different drasha. You need it for the following brisa. It says in the brisa like this: we learn it from Shnayim LaYoyim Keneged HaYoyim that you shecht it Keneged HaYoyim, which means opposite the sun. At Oimer Keneged HaYoyim Ina Lachoyva Sayayim. It means Shnayim LaYoyim means two a day. Because Oimer as a Kavas Echad Hasavek with Kavas Echad Hasavayim have a Chayvus Yomam. We know it's two a day. Omani Mekayim Shnayim LaYoyim Keneged HaYoyim. You have to shecht it towards where the sun's coming up. Now, what does that mean, Ketzad? How do you do that? So Tamid Shal Shachar, the Tamid Shal Shachar Yinishchat Al Keren Tzefoynis Marovis. It was shechted on the side of the Mizbeach, the northwestern side of the Mizbeach. Now on the north of the Mizbeach, there were 24 rings lined up there, four rows of six lined up. Now, you used the corner of the Tzvaynes Ma'arabas, which technically would mean the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach, which would mean the first Tabas when you leave the Mizbeach to the west. The first one will be there. But the Maisa, we learned from the Bryce says, you do the Tabas Shnia, the second Tabas. So first, let's get our bearings. So this, right, so there's a picture, if you have an article, there's a picture there. The Schattenstein is a picture, yeah. So then, the second ring, that it's right in front of the Heichel, technically, it's a little pushed over, but it's right in front of the Heichel. And there, that's west. So if you look up to the sky, towards the east, the sun will be coming towards you. Why couldn't they do anywhere else look up towards the sun? Because the walls of the Mizbeach had a certain height to it, and it will block the sun. So you have to move back, because since the sun's on the east, so you'll be able to see the sun. Now, why the second Tabas? Why not the first Tabas? On that, Rashi Tosafot says different pshatim. Rashi says the reason is because you want the first ring to hold down the legs of the behemoth. This is for the neck of the behemoth. You want an extra ring to help you out with it to hold down the legs. If you're doing the last ring, you don't have another ring to hold it down. The Tosafot says it doesn't want its back to be towards the Mizbeach because of a chshash, a shema yatal glolim. That's what Tosafot says. Either way, it means a second Tabas. So that's the morning. In the evening, when the sun sets in the west, so then you go the other side. You go on the eastern side of the Tabas, and that's where you shecht. In order so you can look up and face the sun that way, because the sun will be hovering over the Heichel. And if you're going there on the second Tabas, but only on the east, you'll be able to face the sun setting on that side. So let's read it inside. Tamus Hashachar, Yishchal Keren Tzvanis Marabas, on the northwestern side of the Mizbeach, HaTabash Nia, on the second Tabas. V'Shavein Abayim, in the evening, of the Tumut of the evening, HaYinashchit Nishchat HaKaram Mizrach Tzvanis, was shechted on the east, northeastern corner, HaTabash Nia, on the second Tabas, because that's what we learn now from Shnayim Layayim. But the Gemara ends or, but Mesafim Shal Shabbos, Vada Tzrichim Shiyushnein Shavim. The Mesafim of Shabbos, that will need to be both Shneim Shavim LeMitzvah at least, because there also says Lashon of Shnayim, and there you have no way to get out of it. The Pasuk there says that you bring two Kabanos LeMusaf, and there, why would it say Shnei Kvasim if not that you have to be alike, and there, the halacha is, the mitzvah, you would have to be alike, and Rashi says that the Rabbanon Savroi really adds into the Gemara, but like Rabbanon comes out from Masaf, and there would be a din that they both should be alike, because it says the halacha is Shnei Kavasim, and why it's double to speak, Teretz is, they both have to be alike. It's not the Gemara Vayit, because we'll ask all next Gemara. Tana Rabba, look at the Raisa. We know as halacha, the analyte take a carbon and shecht it outside of his Hamikdash. If someone does it, it's Chayiv Karas. It's called Shchutei Chutz. Shechts a carbon outside the Mizbeach, he's Chayiv Karas. Shnei Seirim and Kippurim. You bought with the Hekdash money, Trumas Halishka money, two Seirim slated for the Geirul to be picked out Lashem Lazazel. Sheshachtam Achutz. You shechted it outside the Mizbeach, Ashle Higraleim, before the Hagrola, Chayiv Ashneim. You Chayiv on both of them, since they're both Royu to be for the Chatas Lashem, so you Chayiv for Shchut Echutz. Once he did the Geirul, Chayiv al Shalshem, Chayiv on the one that's Hashem, because that's slated to be a carbon. The one that's slated to go down the mountain, that Allah is, you don't, not Chayiv Shchut Dechutz. Why not Chayiv Shchut Dechutz on the one Lazazel? Because that's not a carbon, and we'll see in the Gemara on Samach Gimel Beis that makes a drasha that learns that's Memuyit from the din of Shchut Dechutz. That's after Hagrol. Now the Gemara makes a dig. Achle Higra Aleim, Chayiv al Shneim. But not the first in the bride said that before the girl chayav on both. L'may chazu. The Gemara's cash like this. L'may said right now they're not roya for carbon. Why? Because until you do the hagrala, it's not roya for carbon. So what are you talking about? Why chayav echutz? Amram chista. Hoyel v'royel sa'an asim echutz. I could use it for the musaf. This sa'ir is hektish. I could use it. It was a musaf he brought that day from a sa'ir. A different thing, different carbon. A musaf. Musaf is near hagrala. Since I could bring it from musaf, so it's not called Mechus Hazman, and I can bring it, and it's Chayav Shchut Dechutz. But Gemara has a kash on that. Well, my shnol sar nasa b'fnim de loy, Mechus HaGrala, you didn't do HaGrala yet. The sar nasa b'chutz, which is a Musaf, not b'lay chazi, why? The Mechus Shri Avaydes HaYoyim. You're missing Avaydes HaYoyim still. Until you do, like Rashi says, the Chafina, the Haktara, the Parvasar, you can't do the Musaf yet. So the Musaf also is Chus Hazman. So my answer is no. If it hasn't been Hazman today, it's not called Mechus Hazman. Why is Hagrolah called Mechusas Man? Hagrolah is called Mechusas Man Begufay. It's like, if something's missing in Begufay, something's done in the Guf, that's called Mechusas Man. If it's Mechusas Man of time, and didn't do something yet, then I can be Samech and say that there's no Mechusas Man L'bayi B'yayim. But something that's in the Guf, something that's done, a mitzvah that has to be done in the behemoth itself, that's called Mechusas Man. And if it's Hagrolah, it's Mechusas Maisa, and the Etzem Carbon, that's why it's called Mechusas Man. So we're coming like this. If it's Mechusas Man in the Maisa Carbon, then you can't, it's not Mechayev Chutz. But if it's only Mechusas Man because of the time constraint, because you didn't bring something else, that's a Mechusas Man by Yom. It's not Mechusas Man for the day. Since today it will be Royu, there is a Chiyev for Shchut Chutz, and it's not called Mechusas Man. And Met Shem, on next year, we will continue this Sugya. So